As we move into the Seder, and we're getting close to the second cup of wine, to the Kosheni, there is a Tosfos in Psachim that discusses a different language that's used when we start saying the Lefikach. You know, we say Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodos, after mentioning all the great miracles that Hashem did for us, and we say the Dayenu and all the great things that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and He split the sea, etc., etc. We just feel completely obligated and to praise Hashem and to give Him and bestow all types of gratitude and thank you and praise. The Pikach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodos. Lahala, Lishabech, Lafari, Laramil Hader, Lavale, Khalali, Lakales, etc., etc. And then the end of that tefillah, right before Hallel, right, we're about to say Hallel. It says that we're going to say in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, a Shir Chadasha, a new song. And there's a word in that tefillah, in the introduction to the Hallel, that is sounds like Vinomar. Vinomar, the fun of Shir Chadasha. Hallelujah, and then we start with the Hallel. If you have a Haggadah in front of you, you'll take a look. It's actually it's worth taking a quick look. I'll actually read the exact language of the Haggadah. What the Haggadah says as follows. I'll just pull it up. Again, it's right before when the Hallel begins. And the reason why this is so important is because there's a machlokes about how to say a certain word in the Haggadah. Is the word that we're supposed to say v'nomar l'fan av shirach hadasha halleluka? Or is the word v'ne'amar l'fan av shirach hadasha halleluka? Now, I don't know about you, but when a Rav starts giving a drasha and he starts the drasha with dikduk, that's not a good way to begin a Dvar Torah. I mean, I don't know if you agree or not, but the moment that you're going to start telling me about V'nemar, V'nomar, and it's a dikduk, and maybe it's a shvanon or shvanach, at that point, I start pulling out my pillow. All right? You know, unless you're one of these chevra that knows dikduk, you know, I'm not sure. Most of us are not holding by that. And we're not in Eretz Yisrael. We're not holding by that. I think I like to tell the story when I say a Dvar Torah based on dikduk, that someone came to Rav Moshe and was complaining that they don't teach dikduk in the yeshivas and the boys don't know how to daven, they don't know how to say the words properly. And he was complaining, and said, you have to enter into the curriculum of the yeshivas, dikduk. And Rav Moshe was listening, as Rav Moshe was so good at listening. And then finally, Rav Moshe says to the man, you know, Rav Yid, you're right, but you should know the word is dikduk, not dikduk. The word is dikduk. So you have to be careful, you know, be careful what you wish for. So we should just mention the following. Now, I don't know if you have the Lefikach in front of you, but if you have it in front of you, I want to read it together. We're giving all this praise. Lemisha also lavel sin of alone is calling Ismailu. To he, HaKadosh Baruch, who did for our forefathers all these great nisim, Hotzionu me'avdus l'cheres, he brought us out from slavery to freedom, yagon l'simcha, from pain to joy, me'eva l'yamtov, from mourning to a yamtiv, u'me'afel l'argodon, from darkness to great light, u'mishibu l'geula, v'nomar l'fan av shirach adosh al-luka. Happens to be that the Haggadah I have in front of me, the Haggadah Yakra Daraisa, has the language V'nomar Lefanav. But you'll notice that the Haggadah is talking about the miracles that Hashem did for us in the past. And therefore, the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Bach and the Marshal all say that V'nomar is not the correct word, because V'nomar means the future. And what it should say is v'ne'emar. And in certain Haggadahs, you actually have the term v'ne'emar. I mean, when you have the Bach and the Taz and the Maharshal all saying, say v'ne'emar, that's like, you know, It's like murderer's row. You don't go up against them. And so many Haggadah say, V'namra lefan of Shirach HaDosha, because what that means is that it was said in the past, it was said in front of the Shirach HaDosha. Now, if you go a little bit further to the after the Hala, when we said the bracha Asher Galanu, so in the Asher Galanu, the bracha that we say right before the second coast, the bracha is as follows. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Galanu v'galus avoseinu mimitzrayim. Hashem redeemed us, and he redeemed our forefathers, from Egypt. And this night has come that we're going to eat matzah and mara. Now the bracha continues. Kain Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. So too, may Hashem yagi'enu l'moadim l'regalim acherim. May he bring us to other great yomim tovim habayim l'krosseinu l'shalom, that will hopefully come soon in the future for peace. Where the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and we'll be very happy with the building, and we'll be joyful with the avoda. And we'll place the carbon Pesach, the dam of the carbon Pesach, on the mizbeach. And we will praise Hashem with a new song. Al gula seinu v'apudus nafshenu. So you see that at the end of the bracha of Gal Yisrael, we said that we're going to say in front of Hashem a Shir Chadosh. And in the last tefillah that we said right before the halal, we say, V'nomar lefanav, V'nemar lefanav, Shira Chadosha. And the Rishalmi already asks, why is the first Shira in Lashon Nekeva, and the second time the Shir is mentioned is Lashon Zachar? Why first do we say, V'nam alafanav Shira Chadasha, a new song? And over here in this bracha it says V'nodalecha Shir Chadash, a new song. Why earlier is it the Lashon Nekeva utilized, and over here the Lashon Zachar is utilized? And the Tosfos in Psachim, all the way at the end of Arei Psachim, says the following. Tosfos says that the reason why is as follows, because in the past, the Lefikach is talking about the great miracles that Hashem did in the past. And in the past, the miracles that took place were wonderful, they were amazing. But at some point, the simcha of the miracle ran out and Tzaras began again. So long as the final Geula does not come, has not yet come, so as wonderful and great as the miracle is, and we do appreciate the miracles, but at the same time, they weren't long lasting. So the Rishalmi says, the Mechilta writes, that in the past, when the great simcha is coupled with pain, that's Lashon Nekeva. Because the Nekeva has great, great simcha when the baby is born. Great simcha when the baby is born, but it's coupled with the pain of the birth. It's coupled with the pain of the birth. So therefore, when we're dealing with the miracles that happened in the past, we call it a Shira Chadasha. Because although we are very, very thankful to Hashem for those miracles and we sing a new song, but still it's Lashon Nekeva because there's a Tzar Leida. As the Tosfos says on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis in Psachim, that Lashon Nekeva Yesh La Tzar Leida, that a woman has Tzar Leida. So all the Nisim in the past, they were great, but they were followed by Tzar. However, in the future, when Mashiach comes, which is what is being referred to in the bracha of Gal Yisrael, as it says, Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should now bring to us a new light, a new day, new Yomim Tovim with the Beis HaMikdash, with Avodah's Beis HaMikdash, with the Karban Pesach, where the Dam will be on the Mizbeach. So on that in the future, it's going to be like the male. So the male has a baby. He doesn't have to go through the pain of childbirth. So therefore, in the future, we refer to miracles that will take place without any pain. V'nodeh lecha Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash is Lashon Zachar de'ein lohem tzar. As the Tosfos says on Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis, that in la'asid ein achareha tzar. In the future, there will be no tzar. And therefore, we use a Lashon Zachar. So first, it's Shir Chadash when we're referring to the past. And we're referring to the present or to the future, we're referring to the future, it's Shir Chadosh. Now, I mentioned before that the Bach and the Taz and the Marshal all say that the appropriate language to use is v'ne'emar l'fan of Shir HaKadosh. Because we, as we just mentioned, because we're talking and referring to the miracles of the past, so we should say v'ne'emar, it was said in front of Hashem, a new song. There is a very important sefer called the Emek Bracha. It was written by a Talmud of the Briska Rav, Rav Aryeh Firmanchik. And he has a few pieces on the Haggadah where he writes as follows. He's very, very surprised at the great Gaonim of hundreds of years ago, of the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Bach and the Marshal. I'm very surprised that they think that you should say the word V'ne'emar. V'ne'emar. Why? V'ne'emar means the past. We're referring to the miracles of the past. So he writes what we all know. Everybody understands that Pesach night is a different type of Hallel that we're saying. We're not saying Hallel because of something that took place in the past. There's a special chiyuv that we don't find other times of the year. We're b'chol dar v'dar, and every seder, every single person, man, woman, child, chayev adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. A person has to imagine and see themselves right now as going out of Mitzrayim. At the Seder, we're leaving Mitzrayim. And since at the Seder, we're leaving Mitzrayim, so the Hallel that we're saying is not a Hallel because of something that took place years ago. It's a Hallel that we're saying because of what happened to us right now. So therefore, the Emek Bracha says he thinks that the correct Nusach is what we have in most of our Haggadahs. Again, I saw two Haggadahs today. One Haggadah said V'nemar with V'nomar in parentheses, and the Haggadah that I was looking at a minute ago, the Yakra D'Oraisa, has V'nomar, which means as follows. V'nemar means that it's a Hallel that they said back in the day, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But V'nomar means that we have to say the Hallel right now. We haven't said it yet. V'nomar l'fon of Shir HaKadosha. It's the Hallel that we're about to say right now. So we're not talking about the past. We're talking about the present. And the moment right now, when we're about to say Lahala, we say the language, V'nomar, the fun of Shira Chadosha Halaluka. So therefore, the correct language, and the language that I always say in our Haggadah by our Seder, and I imagine that most of the Chevra here, I think, the Nusach in your Haggadah is V'nomar, and the Emek Baruch says, that's the right Nusach. Because the right Nusach is that we're not talking about something that happened in the past, we're talking about something that's currently happening at each one of our Seder, in the present, moving into the future. And Bezras Hashem, our Shira Chadosha should turn into a Shir Chadosh, that the miracles that take place should be the miracles that are not followed by Tzar, like the Nekeva who has the Tzar Leda, but it should be a Shir Chadosh, that the miracles that take place should be without any Tzar following. Now, it's a very interesting thing. I'm not sure if this is the way it always was. Certainly, in the Haggadah, in the Gemara, it appears that one person said the Haggadah. One person said the Haggadah. Nowadays, I think most people at their Siddurim, you know, people like to say every word. People like to say every word. It's like Shmon Esrei. You know, you can't let someone else daven the Shmon Esrei for you. You have to say the Shmon Esrei. So the Haggadah has become that everybody says every word. Even the Manashtana, some people say every word. And it could be that that's correct. There are some, I think, positions that suggest that that's the right way to say the Haggadah. On the other hand, if you look at the Gemara, it really does appear that that's not the way they ran the Haggadah. On Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes were not able to see. They were blind. So one of the Talmidim wanted to know whether they were able to run the Seder. Is someone who's blind chayiv in the Haggadah? Can he run the Seder? So why would they not be able to be chsumas? We pasken a sumas chayiv v'mitzvahs, but there's something about the seder about Leil Tezvav where you have to be able to see things clearly. Like it says, bavur zeh, the matzah and the mar has to be mamish in front of you. So there was a shaila whether a suma can lead the Haggadah. So someone went over to the family of Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, and they asked, in your seder, what did your father do? Who runs the seder by Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef runs the seder, Rabbi Sheshes runs the seder. They ran the seder. So the implication from the Gemara is that, what do you mean you run the seder? What does it mean to run the seder? Everybody says the Haggadah. Boy, it matters who goes first. It matters what? Who points to say, who can ask? Running the Seder means that one person is saying it and everybody else is listening. So how does that work? How are we yoytza the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim If one person is saying it, if I'm not saying it, how am I mekayim the mitzvah? So the Chassam Sofer writes in Arachayim that you mekayim the mitzvah just like Kiddush. Kiddush, you mekayim the mitzvah because Shemeir Ka'oneh. I don't have to make the Kiddush. I can hear someone else make the Kiddush. So I don't have to hear the Haggadah. Someone else can hear the Haggadah. Someone else can say the Haggadah and I'll listen. I'll be yoytza the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim midin Shemeir Ka'oneh. There was a great Rosh Hashiva, was also a Talmud of the Briska Rav. Passed away a number of years ago. My wife's family was very, very, part of my wife's family, my uncle Avram and my cousin Yitzhak were very, very close with Rav Binyamin Paller. Rav Binyamin Paller was a good friend of Rav Leib Malin. He was very close with the Briska Rav. And he set up a yeshiva in Borough Park, Makor Chaim, I think it was also a Derech Chaim. Then eventually they moved to Lakewood. And Rav Paller, in one of the Haggadahs, writes as follows. He does not think that this is correct. He does not think that you're yoytza the mitzvah of Haggadah through Shomer Ka'oneh. You can't be yoytza the mitzvah of Haggadah through Shomer Ka'oneh. Shomer Ka'oneh means that when you say something, it's like I can be yoytza through listening. I can be yoytza through listening as well. I don't have to actually say something. But when it comes to Haggadah, the halach is you're supposed to say it to someone else. You're supposed to be misaper l'achera, l'mat tisaper, b'oznei bincha. So he doesn't think that you could be yoytza through Shomer Ka'oneh, the idea of saying the Haggadah to others. By just listening, you're not saying it to someone else. So he explains as follows. The way that you're yoytza the mitzvah of Haggadah by listening to the father say the Haggadah is not because it's like you said it. The whole Haggadah has to be in a context, in a form of hearing, listening, talking, asking questions. So if everyone, it's almost the way I feel, again, we have in our house, everybody says it also. But after thinking about this more this year, it appears to me that it's actually on one level more appropriate not for everyone to say the words. Why? Because the entire point of the Haggadah is there should be a shayla and a tshuva. There should be a back and a forth. Now, there's nothing worse than two people talking at the same time. I'm trying to get my point across. You're trying to get your point across. Everybody's just talking. So no one can hear each other. The whole idea is that one person's talking, someone else is listening. There's a question. There's a back and forth. That's the way that it's not that it's Shomea Ka'oneh. The whole form of the Haggadah is it has to be one person talking, one person listening. You say, I say. It could be that it's actually a little bit less when everybody says the Haggadah. When everybody says it, so no one can really hear the tone, the tune, the thoughts of someone else, the words of someone else. The whole idea is the Shayla and Tshuva. So again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't say that. I'm not posketing a Shayla. I'm just saying that in theory, in thought, it could very well be. And it appears that that's the way they did it in the Gemara's time, that one person says it and everybody listens. And then if you have a question, you ask. And through that process of back and forth of Shayla and Tshuva, that's exactly how the Haggadah is supposed to be read. Not dafka, not by everyone. We don't want it to be done by everyone. Matter of fact, I was thinking, what's the yesod? Where's the source for this? That the yesod of the Haggadah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim comes in the form of asking a question and giving an answer. Where does it come from? Where does it come from that Yetzias Mitzrayim has to happen in a way of a question? It could very well be that Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with a question. Can you think of the question that I'm thinking of? Moshe Rabbeinu is by the Sneh, and he sees this burning bush, and he asks a question, Madua lo yivarasne? Now imagine if Moshe had not turned to see the Sneh. It would have just kept on walking like everyone else. You know, something Reb Beryl Wine in one of his drushes many years ago said that Moshe Rabbeinu, what he did differently is that he actually stopped and asked the question. Everybody saw this bush, but they didn't have time to stop and ask the question. That's interesting. I have to go, I have to go eat lunch. I'm meeting a friend. I'm going to, I'm going to the bowl game. I have to watch the game. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yar Hashem, you know what Hashem saw? Kisar Luros. He actually went off his way. He was actually heading in direction A. He was actually going in one direction. He ends up going in a different direction. Life, you have to be fluid. You have to be able to go with the flow. You have to be able to turn somewhere when something interesting and exciting is happening. You have to be able to stop and ask the question. It must be 15 years ago, was it a shiur by Rav Neuberger? I think it was a drasha that he was giving in the shul. And he said that it's so important that the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with the words, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. A person, no matter what age, has to be in a state of being curious, of seeing the wonders of the world. Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. That even though Moshe at that period of time was already, he wasn't the youngster anymore. He was 70, 80 something. I think he came back to Mitzrayim when he was 80 years old. He was 80 years old, but he still stopped. He was amazed. He was curious. He stopped to ask, to think, to discuss. Vayar Hashem Kisar Laros. That's the idea of the Haggadah, is that it doesn't have to be that everyone says every word. Now, there are certainly certain parts that everyone has to say. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Yashu, you obviously have to say the Hallel. You have to say the Brachos, the four Kosos. But it's more important to have the conversation between the people at the Seder table and create that dialogue than being yoitza by saying every word. It's not Shmon Esrei, we have to say every word. Again, nothing wrong with saying every word, but don't lose out the conversation and by just focusing on the detail. It's a very important thing to say, b'sheila u'tshuva. Rav Paulo says the way that your yoitza, the Haggadah, is not by he shomer ka'ona, it's that I'm a listener. I'm getting an answer. That's how I'm yotzei the Haggadah. I was a questioner. Now I'm hearing someone say, I'm yotzei the Haggadah. I'm yotzei the Haggadah in that way. You know, the child, whoever's asking the manashtana, these are very, very, very powerful questions. They're very strong questions. Manashtana halayl hazeh mikol halaylos. I saw in the Sifrei Musar, they write as follows. Man nishtana halayla hazeh does not only mean how is this night different than other nights. It means as follows. This is, if we can incorporate this, it could actually change our Leil Tetzvav. Not how is this night different, but how is this night going to be different? You hear the difference? Man nishtana halayla hazeh. How is this night going to be different than all other nights? What are we going to do to make this night different than all other nights? It's a special night. Not just what do we do differently on this night, but how are we going to be different on this night than other nights? Man nishtana, how is this night going to change us? You know, the word nishtana means to change. Man nishtana halal. How are we going to change and transform on this night more than other nights? And the first question is as follows. Shabchol alelos anu ochlin chometzu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. All other nights we eat chometzu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. Now, we know that what the question means is all other nights we're allowed to eat chametz or matzah. But on this night, we're only allowed to eat matzah and we have to eat matzah. But that's not really what it says. It says all other nights we eat chametz or matzah. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't eat chametz or matzah. You know, I don't think I ever, when do you ever eat matzah? Is what you take out when you don't have lechem mishnah. You know, so you take out a matzah, two matzahs, you have a shalosh shudas, you eat it some matzah. You eat matzah and chametz every other night? The Chasam Sofer says as follows. You know, the Korban Pesach, which is brought this year on Shabbos, we bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach is brought. The Korban Pesach is a very interesting Korban. And what we're going to say now is that it's a Korban which is a type of Hodah to Hashem. It's a thank you. And matter of fact, the Chasam Sofer calls it a type of carbon toda. It's carbon toda. It's a carbon of thank. A person gets out of prison, Rashi holds, he has a chiv to bring a carbon toda. Person is sick, cholav and isrape, he has to bring a carbon toda. A person goes through the desert, he has to bring a carbon todah. So a person's on the sea, a person goes through the yam, carbon todah. All these things happened to us at Mitzrayim. We were sick, we were healed. We went through the yam. Yeah, we were in a midbar, right? We were in prison. The Korban Pesach is like the ultimate Korban Todah. Next week's parasha, Parasha Tzav, describes the Korban Todah, that with the Korban Todah, there were 40 loaves that were brought, 40 loaves of bread. 30 loaves were chametz. I apologize. 30 loaves were matzah. 10 loaves were chametz. Chassam Sofer says, this kid asking a question is a serious Talmud Chacham. Not only did he do Parshas Vayikra, but he already knows Parshas Tzav. How come Tati, Abba, Daddy, Tati, right? I don't remember it, but I used to say it in Yiddish back, you know, when I was 6 years old. Tati, Chachrak, and the fear kashas. Dad, why is it that this carbon todah is different than every other carbon todah? Any other time you bring a carbon todah, you have to eat the chametz and the matzah. There's 40 loaves. You give one loaf of each. There's 30, 10 types of one type of matzah, a different type of matzah, a third type of matzah, then 10 chalos, what we call chalos, meaning chametz. The Kohen gets one each, and you're left with 36 loaves of bread. You have 27 matzahs, nine loaves of chametz. You better be very hungry or invite a lot of friends to eat that food. So the son is asking, how come on this night it's the great Korban Todah? It's the greatest Korban Todah. How come we're not bringing chametz? That's the question of the Chacham. It's a very strong question. Chassam Sofer explains as follows. You can't bring a korban with chametz until you receive the Torah. The chametz represents that part of Olam Hazeh that's very hard to control, very hard to balance. It's very hard to get balance. It's only after Matan Torah that we have the understanding of how to live in this world with the Yetzer Hara, with chametz, with gaiva, with all the midos that we have to work with. With all the human elements and instincts that we have to work with, that's called chametz. Chametz certainly has a place in our lives, but we can really only deal and work with chametz after we receive the Torah. So listen to a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, we know when we bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, it's chametz. Only after we receive the Torah can we bring the chametz out of the pantry again. Receive the Torah. My son, we can't eat chametz. We haven't received the Torah. Tonight is the night that we become a nation. Tonight is the night that we leave Mitzrayim. But we still don't know what to do. Rav Hutner writes that there are three stages in our geula. The first stage when we leave Mitzrayim is now we can serve Hashem. When we were in Mitzrayim, we could not serve Hashem. Why? Because we couldn't serve Hashem because we were slaves to Paro, not slaves to Hashem. We weren't servants of Hashem. So when we leave Mitzrayim, now we can serve Hashem. We have no idea what he wants. When we come to Matan Torah, we're finally told what it is that Hashem wants. This is how he wants us to act. This is what he wants us to do. This is what he wants us not to do. And then the third stage is, okay, but where are we supposed to keep this Torah? And Hashem says, you're supposed to keep it everywhere, but the main place is Eretz Yisrael. So the first step is, I can serve Hashem, but I don't know what to do. Matan Torah is, now I know what to do, but I have to go to Eretz Yisrael to be in the place where I'm supposed to keep Torah in the most ideal way. So why is it that we don't bring a Korban Todah this night with chametz? The answer is, we just left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim. Avodah Hayinu part of Mitzrayim. We just got out of Egypt. We're just now able to be servants of Hashem. But we don't yet have the ability to eat chametz because we haven't received the Torah. But don't worry, on Shavuos, we're going to bring a carbon, and the chametz that we bring with the Shtei HaLechem is a tashlumen. It's a makeup for the chametz that we missed on Pesach. You ever hear that? That's the Chassam Sofer. The chametz that we bring on Shavuos is a tashlumen for the chametz that we missed for the carbon Torah on Pesach. That's a question and answer of a father and a son. All nights when we bring a carbon toda, we eat. For this carbon toda, this night, we don't eat matzah. The answer is, we just got out. Hashem took us out. But we have to wait till we get to Matan Torah in order to be able to bring the, to be able to eat the chametz. One of the things we're going to discuss at the Shabbos Hagadol Rosh is the idea of the bracha, or the lack of bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's many answers that are given. But the Sfas Emes says something that's very, very important. And the Sfas Emes says, you know what, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Sfas Emes says, because the story of telling, the mitzvah of telling over the story is so obvious, it's so natural, that when someone does a miracle for you and takes you out, like the carbon tod that we're talking about, it's so natural. A bracha is something that we say on a mitzvah that we would never guess that we would do without the commandment. I put on tefillin. In a million years, I would never come up with putting on tefillin. Unless you're Avram Avinu, you're not gonna come up with putting on tefillin. So Asher Kiddushan, Hashem sanctified us by giving us the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of Sukkos. You're going to think to sit in a hut 7 days a year during the fall, maybe during the spring, not in the fall. That's the question that Farshim asked. Why do we sit in the sukkah in the fall, not the spring? Who's coming up with shaking a lulav and an esrog for 7 days on Sukkos? I don't know. Other religions actually, they must have gotten it from us. Who's going to come up with something like that? In other words, mitzvahs and brachas that we say mitzvahs, it was when they're mitzvahs that we would not have come up with on our own. It's a mitzvah segulit. But a mitzvah sichli, someone takes you out of prison. Someone gives you a medicine that heals you. So every year on the anniversary, you're gonna thank them. You're gonna thank them. The Gemara says in Pesachim. On Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said to Doro, his servant. Rav Nachman had a servant, his name is Doro. He said to him, a servant whose master sets him free and gives him gold and silver, silver and gold, what would he say to him? So Doro said, I would thank him and pour on Shiros V'Tishbachos. And Rav Nachman said, that's the essence of the Haggadah. Everybody, you ask Doro the servant, he'll tell you, of course, this is what you have to do. So it's so natural. This night, as unique as it is, it's also very, very natural. And that's why we don't make a bracha on Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there are four sons at the Seder. The Chacham, the Tam, the Rasha, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Ein Yodea Lishol. We usually like to say that the Chacham is the one that we, you know, that's the one that we're proud of, right? The Chacham, he's my son, the Chacham. Rabbi Nachman was not so excited about the Chacham. He thought the Chacham was too wise. Sometimes the questions are too wise. Too smart is also not good. There's something to be said about being a Yaakov Ishtam. Sometimes the idea of Amuda Pshuta is what's necessary. Sometimes too many questions it's good, very important. As we mentioned, it's all about Shaila and Tshuva. When we come to the Tam, we learn, you know, sometimes in life, you have to accept things, and it's Yaakov Ishtam, and you don't have to be so smart. Hashem is smarter. We don't understand everything. That's also part of the Haggadah, is to recognize that we get to the Hishamda, the things that Hashem decides that we don't understand. And then we have the Ein Yodea Lishol. Ein Yodea Lishol, everybody feels bad for. We get the Ein Yodea Lishol, you know, you keep your eyes down. You just keep reading, go fast. Let's get over this one. Who's the Ein Yodea? He can't even talk. Ein Yodea Lishol. So listen to Avart. Many years ago, I actually shared this thought with my close friend and chavrusa, Rav Baruch Zev Halberstam, BZ Halberstam from Pesach. And after I told him the Vart, he goes, now he understands what his Zayda told his son, who told his son, and was handed down to the Halberstam family. You know, Halberstam is Babov and Sanz. The Sanz of Rav was a Halberstam, Reb Chaim Sanz. He says, oh, now I understand what the Zayda said. And then subsequently, I saw that not many, but one or two Sfarim do say this idea, and that's as follows. The Eni Yodei Lishol, believe it or not, on some level is the highest level. Why? Because the Eni Yodei Lishol represents Moshe Rabbeinu. Because on some level, Moshe Rabbeinu was also unable to talk. He wasn't excited about his ability to talk. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say about himself? Chvad peh. I'm not able to talk. Any send anybody else. I am the wrong person for their. So the Eni Yodei Lishol is actually that person called Moshe Rabbeinu. And what that means is as follows. What that could mean is as follows. And this will answer another very, very important question, which everybody asks at every Seder every year. Someone has this in the big booklets. It's somewhere in there, this question. And that's the question of, where's Moshe Rabbeinu at the Seder? He's pretty absent. In some Haggadahs, we have Vayamin of Hashem of Moshe Avdo. But, you know, for someone who took us out of Egypt, you know, that's not a very, you know, it's like a footnote in the back, you know, with an asterisk with the page turned that you can hardly find. It doesn't even show up in the table of contents. You know, there's nothing there. And by the way, if you look at some of the older Haggadahs, they don't even have that line. I think I once looked, it was in YU, I was looking through some Haggadahs, and I think there's some, the Moroccan Haggadahs, the Yemenite Haggadahs, I saw they don't have that line. So Moshe Rabbeinu was completely absent. And of course, the question is, why is he absent? So I think you might have heard some answers that tonight we focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, not on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was just a shliach, but at the Seder we say ani velo malach, ani velo saraf, ani velo hashliach. And by the way, you are aware that those letters spell out Moshe. Ani velo malach is a mem, ani velo saraf is a shin, ani velo hashliach. Hashliach is Moshe. So we do want to give him a little hint, but you know, where is he? It's not so fair. So it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu actually is in the Haggadah. As a matter of fact, Moshe Rabbeinu surrounds as the backdrop, the misgeret of the entire Haggadah. Because everybody understands that the yesod of the entire night is to talk. And it's to talk and to ask and to discuss and to dialogue and to have that discussion as we were just talking about when we started the shiur. To have that conversation, to have shilas and tshuvas, and to discuss miracles, discuss emunah b'Hashem, to discuss avas Hashem. And at some point, all that talking should absorb into us to a point where we don't have to say it anymore. Moshe represents that place that's higher than dibur, higher than speech. Matter of fact, Moshe Rabbeinu says this himself. At some point, he learns this amazing lesson. Remember this at the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim when he's at Kriyas Yamsuf? And Hashem says to him, Mat tetzak elai, what are you crying for? What are you screaming for? And then Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem ilochem lochem v'yatem tachrishun. You know, sometimes in a person's life, you're overwhelmed. It could be at a chasna for a child, perhaps, at a grandson, at a child, the first child, the second child. There are times in a person's life when he feels so grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that he's, just the fact that we're healthy this year, we should feel so grateful just that we're here and being able to talk, so grateful. There's nothing to say almost. It's like, and that's when we reach a level called Eni Yodei Lishol. That's when we reach a level called Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that he can't speak. His impediment of speech is because he's higher than that. It's like sometimes you want to tell someone how much you love them, and then, you know, the words, to, you know, what are you going to say? It's you say it, but it's much more than that. The feeling of gratitude is much more than that. So it's not that Moshe is not in the Haggadah. Moshe is too big for the Haggadah. To talk about Moshe means we're talking about him. Moshe represents that part of life that's beyond dibur, it's beyond speech. It's atem tachrishon. It's when we reach that level of Hashem, I don't know what to say. Thank you, I'm here. You gave me my family. I have matzah to eat. You know, all the things that we have to be thankful for. It's like, you know, words don't do it justice. When we feel that way at the Seder, we've reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. When I told this thought to my friend, Rav Baruch Zev, he said to me, oh, now I understand. And by the way, I saw this line inside from the Sanza. The Divrei Chaim says, what do we tell the Eni Yodea Lishol? V'she'eni Yodea Lishol. What does the Pasuk say? What does the Haggadah say? At Psachlo. At Psachlo. At Psachlo, the Divrei Chaim said, Aleph to Tav, not Ata. At Psachlo. Aleph to Tav, At. From Aleph to Tav, Psachlo. The entire Torah, from Aleph to Tav, is open, like an open book to the Eni Yodea Lishol. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. At Psachlo. The whole Torah, he said in Yiddish, the ganze Torah is Efensim. The whole Torah is open to the Eni Yodea Lishol. That's the basis, that's the yesod, that's the point, that's the central goal that we're looking for at the Haggadah, is to reach that one moment when we just close our eyes and we thank Hashem and it's beyond words and we find ourselves in the world of the Eni Yodea Lishol. The Eni Yodea Lishol. I'm unable to talk. I'm unable to ask anymore. It's beyond. It's Lamala Min Adibur. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. V'yatem Tachrishun. And then we've reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu and we go on to the rest of the Seder. So we'll stop here and Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue learning Sunday morning in Mitzvah Hashem.